2070 at Division and Village Square.
2070, that's your request to talk about.
I have a gentleman on my bus who's obviously not mentally all there. Typically, I don't really have any, like, complaints, but today I'm having some complaints of him with his wordage and screaming, telling himself he's going to, like, kill him. Like, he's talking to himself, obviously, as a multiple personality, but he's, like, he's disturbing the other passengers and yelling at each other, causing problems today.
Okay, I got it. Have you tried, like, making an announcement or talking to him and just saying, hey, you know, can we watch our language or watch, you know, how we say things? I mean, does that make sense? Is that something that's feasible?
I asked him to try to keep to himself more and keep his voice down. I mean, because all he does is he just rides from Gresham Transit Center to Beaverton Transit Center. He'll get off and then ride another bus and back up to Gresham. And he switches between me and another bus, usually my follower, and then he switches back. And he just does it all day long.
I got you. He's one of those riders. I get you. Okay. All right. Well, do you think maybe we need to have him just, I mean, what? I'm at a loss. Sorry. What do you want to do as far as a solution? What do you think would be the best? Do we need to have a supervisor meet you en route? Can I help you out? Do you think you can roll with him for now and hopefully it doesn't escalate? You know, ask him to maybe get on the bus behind you. What's your thoughts?
Probably best just to probably have a supervisor to come maybe pull him off his art film or something. I mean, he paid. I mean, obviously it's not a big deal, but I mean, and I know he has issues, but maybe just let's take somebody else to be able to pull him off and talk to him, and maybe it might help.
All right. I will have a supervisor meet you somewhere en route and have them just kind of maybe give you a little assistance and see if we can get him to just kind of cool down a little bit or calm down. I mean, I'm glad he's not directing it to anybody, but I also understand that becomes a problem because he's being loud and kind of disruptive. So, all right, I'll get somebody to meet you around.
Okay, yeah, because everyone's like, he has like the whole back of the bus and stuff. Everyone's vacating away from him, so.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. And the other thing, too, is you could tell the passengers, you know, not that it's okay, but you could let them know, hey, you know, he's not meaning any harm. He's just somebody who's got a disability. So he kind of, his voice, you know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I've already done that one.
All right. Well, okay. All right. Well, let us know if he does get off the bus prior to a supervisor meeting up with you. But I will let the various suit know. Have them meet up with you and Rob, okay?
Copy, thank you.